The United Nations official in Syria says more than 2 years of conflict in that country has displaced nearly a third of the country's total population.
According to the estimations of the United Nations, there are about 7 million people affected by the crisis. Of those, about 5 million have been displaced from their cities and villages to somewhere else inside Syria. The majority of them are women and children.
The head of the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees also said that over 2 million people have crossed into neighboring countries. UNHCR officials stated that their need for assistance is far greater than what has been provided in humanitarian aid so far. He added that donor countries are sending only one-third of the money needed to help the displaced Syrians. Before the outbreak of the conflict, Syria had a population of about 23 million people. 2.5 years of violence has also claimed the lives of more than 100,000 people. Ali Ibrahim is a correspondent who joins us from Damascus. Ali Ibrahim, the extent of the refugees in terms of numbers is quite staggering. Tell us about that, and of course, to make matters worse, donor countries falling short of their commitments.
Well, actually, the numbers, as staggering as they are, that were released by the United Nations, they're actually only the tip of the iceberg in terms of the Syrian situation for IDPs and internally displaced people. There are over 5 million people displaced internally inside Syria. 3.6 of them are living in government-operated shelter centers. Many of them are on direct government aid. Also, we have to remember that there are many people who have been displaced because of the fighting. But they're living off their savings right now. And once they run out of their savings, they will run. They will become dependent again on the government help, and that will be a very large number.
Very well, let's leave it there. Thank you very much. Ali Ibrahim, a correspondent there on the phone with us from Damascus.